just one Gemara that comes, one halakha that comes from the Gemara in Shabbat, Daf Mem Aleph. There the Gemara brings an interesting opinion from Rav Yehuda that held it is forbidden to leave Bavel to move to Eretz Israel. And he actually based it on a pasuk from the Navi. The pasuk read, Bavela Yavou Yuvau Visham Yiyu, which means they will go to Bavel and they will remain there. It seems he was so adamant on that opinion that his student Rabbi Zerah, who wanted to go to Eretz Israel, kept away from Rabbi Yehuda because he didn't want to get any flack from the fact that he wanted to go to Eretz Israel. La halakha, it's clear that we do not follow Rav Yehuda. And it is not only permissible to go and move to Eretz Israel, but it's actually a mitzvah to move to Eretz Israel. As we see, Rabbi Zerah eventually moved to Eretz Israel, as well as many of the Amoraim, many of the Rishonim, many of the Haronim. We all know the stories how they made voyages and trips to Eretz Israel to settle the land. It should be pointed out the underpinnings of this halakha are brought down by the Me'iri in Masechet Ketubot. He says the whole rationale was in Bavel it was one of the Torah centers of the world. Torah was flourishing. So to go outside of Bavel, you're probably going to go to a country that's devoid of Torah and Yirat Shamayim, and therefore the Jew is not going to be in the proper environment. However, the Me'iri says, in Eretz Israel, there was always a stronghold of Torah, and therefore there was not applying to Eretz Israel. Now, based on that, it comes out that any place in the world, really where there's a Torah center, for example, in America, where there's yeshivot, where there's kolelim, so certainly if one would live in America, they're not transgressing this Isur over here. Because just as this Torah in Eretz Israel, not that we're comparing the Torah of Eretz Israel and the Torah of America, the Gemara says, "En Torah ke Torah Eretz Israel." But that being said, there is Torah in the exile today. So therefore, Rav Yehuda's view of not being allowed to leave Bavel is not that halakha. It's permissible to move to Eretz Israel, and for that matter, to live in populated areas where the Yehudim, where there is Torah and Yirat Shamayim.